This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. The House Intelligence Committee heard testimony from an Office of Management and Budget official in the impeachment inquiry into President Donald Trump on Saturday. Mark Sandy is a career officer with the OMB who complied with a congressional subpoena after three other Trump administration appointees had refused to testify. Democratic Congressman Eric Swalwell of California said Sandy's testimony related to a hold that the administration placed on millions of dollars to Ukraine.
We learn more about this investigation, and actually, as a former prosecutor, what is remarkable about this investigation is that it is almost entirely driven by witness accounts.
Meanwhile, Republican Lee Zeldin of New York said that Sandy's testimony did not help what he called the Democrats' charade.
One day it was quid pro quo. Last Sunday he changed it to the word extortion. Over the course of this past week he changed it to the word bribery. And today was a sobering reminder of just how ridiculous this impeachment charade is.
Whether President Trump pressured Ukraine to investigate his political rivals in exchange for releasing hundreds of millions of dollars of military aid is at the heart of the impeachment inquiry. Fires were blazing on the doorstep of Hong Kong Polytechnic University's entrance into the early hours of Sunday as protesters hurled gasoline bombs and police fired volleys of tear gas in some of the most dramatic scenes in more than 5 months of protests. Thousands of students and activists have blocked the entrances to five universities in the city. They have stockpiled gasoline bombs, catapults, bows and arrows, and other weapons. Hours earlier, squads of Chinese People's Liberation Army soldiers emerged from their barracks to help clear debris that had blocked some key roads in the city. This